Hello everyone, it's Chris Gorham and Rob Butler from BBC Radio Norfolk here with one of our regular Norwich City chats, and it's the first one I've done of these ones that we've recorded since Alex Neil was sacked as Norwich City manager. And Rob, I think that the timing of that caught us by surprise, but Alan Irvine's come in as caretaker manager, but nothing much has changed really, has it? You still don't know what you're going to get from Norwich City week after week.
It's been an absolute roller coaster. We're talking to you now on the back of the Reading 7-1 victory. What a performance that was, and I guess you just have to use that as an isolated game and a game that we'll never forget. It was amazing to be there, and Paul McVeigh on our commentary after the first 10 minutes was saying, oh, Reading are all over Norwich, and I think Norwich were one or two up by then, but I've never seen anything like it. I know you've never seen anything like it. It was just unbelievable, and it's a game we'll never forget. We won't look back at that game and think, oh yeah, but that was a bit of a rubbish season. I think that one will stand out as one of the all-time great Norwich results, and it certainly is one of the all-time highest scoring games in Norwich history anyway.
It's absolutely incredible, isn't it? Yeah, you'd have to be 70 years old, I think, to be able to remember properly Norwich scoring 7 goals in a league game. So that's how unusual it was. But it was at Carrow Road, and Norwich have been fine at Carrow Road this season. I think there aren't many teams in the division, maybe only Newcastle, who've scored more goals than Norwich City this season. And most of those have been at Carrow Road. Norwich have been absolutely brilliant at home. But away, it's incredible that they just capitulate. The previous game, they lost 3-0 at Huddersfield, letting in 3 goals in the space of 6 or 7 minutes. And I just can't get my head around this Norwich City team, Rob. At home, when the going's good and the sun is on their backs, they're not just good, they're very good. And yet, when the going gets tough, they don't get going at all.
They just haven't got that kind of ruthless aggression you need. I mean, you know, it's well documented that Norwich players are decent people. You know, we saw that with what happened with Russell Martin on Saturday. What a decent gesture it was to look after the family of Peter Oldfield, who we lost recently, a big part of Norwich City's history. And just shows you what sort of people we've got playing for us. But perhaps away from home, maybe we're too nice. Maybe we just haven't got that nasty streak that you need, that perhaps the likes of Paul Lambert and when Nigel Worthington first came to the club, and you know, even Glenn Roeder, just gave them that nasty streak they needed to go out there and take no prisoners. It seems as if Norwich are a bit too nice, a bit tippy-tappy away from home, haven't really got the kind of the know-how to put their foot in when they need to, and perhaps that's what we're missing. And I would guess that Stuart Webber, the new sporting director, would be looking for a new head coach who can perhaps instill that into him, because Alan Irvine doesn't seem to be the man who can, because they had those terrible 2 away performances, especially at Huddersfield. Alex Neil seemed to have lost that element of his managerial prowess as well. So someone's got to come in and give him a backbone, really, away from home.
It is all about the future. Just to be clear, Stuart Webber has come in as the club's first sporting director. They've changed the structure at Carrow Road. It's his job to oversee the transfer policy, the academy, all of the football side of the business, if you like. And it means it will be his job to bring in a head coach. Norwich won't have a manager next season. They'll have a head coach whose job it will be to look after the tactics of the first team, pick the team, all that sort of thing, make the substitutions during games. That'll be the visible presence in the dugout. But it's a new way forward for Norwich City. Rob, are you optimistic about it?
I am, yeah. I mean, we've heard Stuart Webber speak, and we put the interview out on BBC Radio Norfolk. It's online if people want to check it out still. And he does talk the talk, you know. He certainly impressed everyone. All the fans I've spoken to have said, yeah, impressive bloke. Doesn't take any prisoners, seems to know what he wants to do, and he's young and got new ideas. So yeah, but we've all heard the talk before. He needs to walk the walk. He needs to get that job done. And I think he said he needs patience from the fans. But I think it's a positive way of looking at it, because he's there solely for football reasons. He needs to get a head coach in there who's going to deal with the football side of things. That's streamlining everything. It's not just business here, football here, a bit of that, bit of that. It's everything going in one direction. And I think there's reasons for Norwich fans to be positive, but forgive me if a lot of us don't get carried away, because we've seen false dawns before, haven't we?
Oh yeah, I don't think anyone should get carried away. But the one thing we've talked about a lot this season on this and everywhere else is Norwich's record of signing players who ultimately haven't improved the squad. They've completely changed the way, or they're in the middle of completely changing the way they recruit players, the way they scout players. So the one thing you can say for the club is at least they've identified a problem and they are trying to sort it out. You can never guarantee it's going to work, but you can't argue with the intent, can you?
You can't. No, they've definitely listened to the fans, which is, I think, is the most important thing. Not that football fans know everything. We don't know everything. We just have our opinion because we've been watching for however long. But I think the club were losing a little bit of credit with fans because they felt as if they weren't being listened to. I think they have listened to the fans now. They have realised that things needed to change. Alex Neil went. Some would argue perhaps he should have got the rest of the season in terms of what's happened since, but perhaps a lot of people would say he had to go. It was a time for him to go. I don't really know. I can't really give you a definite opinion on that because I'm not really sure. But he has gone. That's the bottom line. We will get a new head coach. We have got a new structure. And like I say, they've listened to the fans. They've changed things up. And we've got to hope that things get better. We need to be in at least the playoffs next season.
And let me just flag this up for everybody before we go. A pub quiz question of the future that they'll ask at some point in the future. Who was the first Norwich City manager to oversee a Canaries team who scored 6 goals in the first half of a league game at Carrow Road? And it'll be one of those that people won't get in years to come. No. They'll go, oh, it must have been Paul Lambert or Mike Walker or Alan Irvine.
Alan Irvine, and we'll never forget him for it. And we've interviewed him a few times, both of us, and thoroughly nice chap. And I know that's not what it's all about, nice, but he's a really good guy to deal with. I can imagine that the players really like playing for him, and I hope that they find a way of keeping him somewhere at the club, because I think he's a really good guy, and I think he's really done this job with his head held high and in a great way. So let's hope there's a future for Alan Irvine at the football club.